perfect, do not take a shop alone. Be pliant to the hand, in order that you may become leavened. Give ear to, keep silence, be mute, since you have not become the tongue of God.
Be you remember ear. That keep silent? That keep silent is a very critical word. And here it exists in Arabic, always in Persian writings they use that word, ensatu. This is some historical happening in Islam. It goes like this, one day Muhammad will arrive and will see a lot of people are sitting around, some are reading Quran, or there some are drunk and reading poems, some is doing this and that and that. They say, when somebody is reading the Quran, the rest of you should zip it. Yeah? That's ensatu. Zip it. Period. And that is so strongly enforced that even in the prayer, when they pray, they read the Quranic verses. When they pray together, the first one will read it out loud, the rest should zip it. Even during the prayer, they zip it. Why? Because they said, this is not something for conversation. This is a transmission, and your role is to be a receiver. Receive the message, because that's what it is. When somebody is reading it, it's for the rest to listen to it. That goes for Quran. And do not forget the meaning of Quran. Muslims, there is this book, they will say this is Quran. But in Arab language, Quran is reading material. Good reading material is readable, that's Quran. And you say, when that is being read, keep quiet, listen. Here, he will bring it here, and you say, listen to that. If you are the perfect fellow, I'm sorry, I have nothing to tell to you. But if you are not the perfect one, you should follow the perfect one. And when they are talking, you should zip it. This is the difference between two attitudes of listening to this stuff. One attitude is the scientific attitude to question everything. To dig this and that and that and that. And there is another attitude to realize that this is a poetic stuff which should, first of all, agitate emotion in me. And I should participate with it to get the feeling. I don't need to question it always. First of all, because if I question it, what will happen? What will happen if I question it?
It's thinking. Question.
Nothing. They will not answer me. First of all, they don't have to. The people who are feeling good, they have to answer me? Because I'm full of doubt? No. Second, even if they want, they cannot. I'm sorry. Because who could prove love? How could they prove it to you? How? Okay, I stand up and say there is no love. So there is no love for me, period. Because love is something that you should believe in. Isn't it? How could they prove it? That is the point. Therefore, whatever they give you is a piece of that river. So zip it, receive it, because it's for you. First of all, remember, it asks nothing from you. From the moment we started this book up to here, did Rumi ask anything from us? No. Everything is for you, for you. And we started with one simple fact, that if you want to be happy, improve yourself. Let go of the worries about the universe. You don't need to change the universe. It's enough to change yourself. Here are the examples. There are fellows they change themselves and they live happily.
Period.
Your enemy is you. So it's between you and you. And whatever we do, we never say do this because it's good. For sure, whatever we say, it's good, defendable. We say, be kind to the people. Not because it's good. Not because it is useful. Not because if you're kind to the people, they will treat you better. We said, none of this. We don't give a damn about this. Be kind to the people. You feel good, personally. Being kind feels good. So it's not that we ask you to do something, then be rewarded. The reward comes with it. If you improve your taste, you will enjoy your eating habit. If you improve your eating habit, you will enjoy your eating time. And it's healthier. But we don't say it's healthier even. Because we don't care about that logical part. Because that logical part is limited to existence. We have the other field of non-existence. The part that I understand that something is missing here. And I want it to be here. The thing that I don't understand it. That magic is here. So, if you are not a proper one, do not go toward that route of loneliness. Because you should be in the hand of the master to become a good food. You should be prepared by master. Therefore, zip it. Since you are not the mouth of Haqq, be the ear. That's what I started my book with. Listen. Be the ear. When you became the mouth of Haqq, you are the prophet, you are the master. Nobody could tell you what to do. But now that you are not, learn this. And yes, I know, there are times that you cannot stop yourself. You want to talk about it? Make it a good question. Yes?
And if you speak in the form of a request for explanation. Speak to the emperors as a lowly beggar. The beginning of pride and hatred is in lust, and the rudeness of your lust is from habit. When an evil disposition becomes confirmed by habit, you are enraged with anyone who restrains you. After you have become an eater of clay, anyone who restrains you from clay is your enemy. Since idolaters are accustomed to the idol, there are foes to them that stop the way to the idol.
Okay. What are these? Honestly, the simplest and the best explanation of resistance of intelligence here. It says, listen, everything which is your arrogance mainly begins with what? It's the animal feeling. And these animal feelings, by being repeated, they become habit. Then what? Huh? You're addicted. So whoever or whatever wants to stop you from that, you will consider that fellow enemy. Because you don't like to change. You find your comfort in your habit, in your addiction. It's like the idol worshippers. Who are the idol worshippers? Yes, you. And you. We are worshipping our ego, the idol, here. Okay, the idol worshippers, they go around this, and when somebody wants to stop them, they say, oh, this is the enemy. When you're really selfish and they try to show it to you, suddenly they're jealous of you, they're enemies. They don't understand you, isn't it? that's the automatic defense that comes out. We say, that's because of the habit. Habit will do that. Always remember that you used this intelligence from the beginning up to this moment. The intelligence is leading you. So it's habitual. That's the problem. Yes?
Can I ask about a couple of words?
Sure.
Just back when I said the beginning of pride and hatred is in lust.
Yeah,
he hasn't used pride and hatred as a basics.
No. It's the first one is arrogance, kibr, inflating your ego. And the second one is kine. Keeping your anger against someone you wish to do harm to someone. What is that feeling?
Grudge.
Grudge. It's arrogance as the beginning of arrogance, and grudge comes from shahwat, means appetite. Remember shahwa in Arabic, which is appetite, which normally they bring into sexual appetite, but it's in general appetite. So those two animalistic feeling, which means adoring yourself and hating other fellows, starts from the appetite. And the appetite will become strong out of your habit. That's it? Good. Yes?
Since Iblis had become accustomed to being leader, he looked on Adam with disbelief, saying, "Is there another leader superior to me, so that he should be worshipped by one like me?"
Do you remember our story? We made up that story that for 100,000 years, Satan was the best angel closest to God. We're explaining the animal life from the beginning of the life on the earth, as far as we know, up to the monkey, who is Hab, the representative of Hab here, intelligence, because that's what the life is. Then the Adam is here, and Satan doesn't like it, because he was the boss. Now there is this new boss, and he didn't see something in the new fellow, remember? The breath. Here he will bring it as an example, but it's the explanation itself. This is what it is. Intelligence is arrogant because it has been here forever. So it's used to be the boss. It is the boss in all animals. So in me, it revolts, because suddenly something else, something unknown, is out, and we say, "You be the secondary one." It isn't like that. Yes?
Leadership is poison, except for the spirit that from the beginning has abundance of the antidote. If the mountain is full of snakes, have no fear, for it is a mine of antidote within.
Suddenly he said, okay, remember that intelligence has this sickness of being at the top of the matter, being the leader, being the most important one. Okay, but there is something else. Do you remember we talked about this serpent and the poison? He said, poison doesn't kill everyone. There are some people that they have the antidote, so they don't worry about it. What is that antidote? Belongs to what? Ruh, that breath. Go back, leadership is poison except to the spirit. That the spirit is the breath, is ruh. Yes?
When the leadership has become a bosom friend to your brain, anyone who breaks you becomes an ancient adversary.